Blog Talk Radio.
Once again, you're tuned into the Truth in PDX right here on blogtalkradio.com. I'm your host, Bishop Yael Sopka, with the Israelite Church of God in Jesus Christ, Portland, Oregon Division. And my co-host, please introduce yourself.
Kazaki Shaw.
And once again, you tuned into the Truth in PDX right here on blogtalkradio.com every Saturday evening from 8 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Pacific time, 11 p.m. to 11:30 p.m. Eastern time. And before we get tonight's show started, I want to say shalom, peace, and blessings, and salutations to the leadership structure in the nation of Israel. Excuse me. First, starting off with the Holy God sent Comforter, Holy Apostle, Sheriff, Priest, Prophet, Zadok. I want to say shalom. I want to say shalom to Holy Apostle and Chief High Priest Ariah and Holy Apostle and Chief High Priest Shah. I want to say shalom to the Order of the 12 Apostles. I want to say shalom to the Comforters, 42 Chief Priests, and Elect Ladies of our Nation and Holy Women. I want to say shalom to the chief bishop and bishops of state, cities, boroughs, departments, and units. I want to say shalom to the army of Israel. Starting off with the major 13 shield general, all shields and generals. I want to say shalom to the captains, to the officers, to the New Hebrew Academy, to the young men and young women's academy. I want to say shalom to the doors of Zion in our nation. I want to say shalom to the Princess Academy. And last but not least, I want to say shalom to the children of our nation, the prince and princesses of the nation of Israel, those that are destined to make it to the kingdom of heaven. And tonight's topic is my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. What does that actually mean? What does it mean for our people, God's people, which are the 12 tribes of the nation of Israel, people of Negro, Indian, Latino descent? What does it mean for them to be destroyed for a lack of knowledge? Let's get Isaiah 5 and 13, please.
Isaiah 5 and 13. Therefore, my people are gone into captivity because they have no knowledge, and their honorable men are famished, and their multitude dried up with thirst.
Again, the Bible says, therefore, my people, God's people, so-called Negroes, West Indians, Haitians, Puerto Rican people of Negro, Indian, and Latino descent, says, my people are destroyed. I'm sorry. It says, therefore, my people are gone into captivity because they have no knowledge. Again, what was the knowledge that they lacked that caused them to go into captivity? The knowledge of the Bible. Because in the Bible, it tells you clearly, if you disobey the laws of God, there will be penalties for doing so. And what would those penalties be? Let's go to Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1, then verse 15. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1, 15, then verse 41. Just pause at each end of each verse, please.
And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth.
You see what the Bible says? Again, all we had to do was obey God, serve God, follow and keep his commandments. And it said the Lord will put us on high above all nations on the earth. He will bless us. But again, what happened? We must not have obeyed God. Jump down to verse 15.
But it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto the Lord, unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee that this day, that all these curses, shall come upon thee and overtake thee.
So again, what happened? We didn't follow God. We didn't listen to God. We didn't obey his commandments. And what happened? Curses fell upon the nation of Israel. Punishments fell upon the nation of Israel. And what's one of the biggest curses? What's one of the biggest punishments that fell upon the nation of Israel for not following his laws, not keeping his laws? Verse 41.
Thou shalt beget sons and daughters, but thou shalt not enjoy them, for they shall go into captivity.
You see that? One of the punishments, one of the penalties for not serving God, not obeying God, was that our children was going to go into captivity, slavery. Again, what does it say in Isaiah 5 and 13? It says, hold on. Go back to that. I don't want to misquote it. Isaiah 5 and 13. You stay where you're at, Deuteronomy, because we're going to read a couple more.
Yes, sir.
Isaiah 5 and 13. Uh, Bear with me for 1 second. I got these contacts in my head, and my eyesight's supposed to be better. Sheesh. Therefore, my people are gone into captivity because they have no knowledge. Again, if we had the knowledge of this Bible, and if we could read and see that all we had to do is serve God, obey God, do whatever he tells us to do, and he would bless us. But if we didn't, that we were going to captivity, that would have helped us. Maybe that would have stopped us from going into captivity if we had this knowledge, this Bible, if we followed this Bible, if we kept God's commandments. From there, go to verse 47, 48, and 49, and 50, and pause after each verse. Again, brothers and sisters, it is important that we get this knowledge in us. It's important that we get the knowledge of the Bible in us so that this does not repeat itself. Again, what is the saying amongst our people? If you don't know your history, you're bound to repeat it. We do not want slavery repeated. You can make all the movies you want about slavery, but we do not want slavery repeated. So it's important that our brothers and sisters understand what's required of God so that this does not happen again to his people, his chosen people. And you might say, well, why would God do his chosen people like that? Again, the Bible tells you, the Bible says God chastens those that he loves. Those that he don't love, he considers them bastards. Just like you chastise your children, your child, because you love them. Come on.
Verse 46. And they shall be upon thee for a sign and for a wonder.
No, verse 47. Verse 47. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 47. Start there.
Because thou servest not the Lord thy God with joyfulness and with gladness of heart for the abundance of all things.
You see what God required of us? God required of the nation of Israel to serve him with joyfulness and gladness for everything. But because we didn't want to do that, let's find out what happened. Come on.
Verse 48, therefore shalt thou serve thine enemies, which the Lord shall send against thee in hunger and in thirst and in nakedness and in want of all things, and he shall put a yoke of iron upon thy neck until he have destroyed thee.
Check that out. The Lord said, listen, you don't want to serve me? You don't want to serve me with joyfulness of heart? You don't want to serve me with gladness? You don't want to serve me for the one of all things? Then go ahead and serve your enemies. Get clothes from your enemies. Get food from your enemies. Get water from your enemies. Get shelter from your enemies because you don't want to serve me. I'm your God. How you don't want to serve me? And it says not only will we serve our enemies, but it says that they was going to do what? Read that last part again.
And he shall put a yoke of iron upon thy neck until he have destroyed thee.
Again, if you think this is not talking about the so-called Negroes, West Indians, Haitians, look what was used as an instrument of cruelty during slavery. It was called a yoke of iron. It was put upon our neck and extended either sideways or frontways. And it stopped us from running away, especially in thick bush, because the yoke will get caught up in the branches. And you're running with this piece of iron on your neck. Instruments of cruelty to show you that this is talking about only us. So-called white man called himself Jew, didn't have no yoke of iron upon his neck. None. There was no yoke of iron upon no so-called Jew neck during the Holocaust. Brothers and sisters, it's talking about so-called Negro, West Indian, Haitian, the real Jews of the Bible. Come on.
Verse 49, the Lord shall bring a nation against thee from far, from the end of the earth, as swift as the eagle flieth, a nation whose tongue thou shalt not understand.
See what the Bible says? Again, gave you some hints. It says that the Lord is going to send a nation from afar. A nation from afar. Swift as an eagle. Again, there's a key there. There's a clue on who these people are talking. How can you identify these people that were sent against God's people as a punishment? It says, as swift as an eagle flieth. What's the symbol of the eagle today? What nation is the symbol of the eagle? It's America. The eagle is in your is in your presidential seal. It's in your money. When you went to the moon and put the flag on the moon, you said the eagle has landed. It says, and this nation was a fierce continent, a evil, wicked, angry, debased nation that don't have regard for the old or the young. They tell you, oh, you don't want your baby, abort the baby. It doesn't know, won't know anything. Just abort it. Just kill it. You get pregnant, take the Plan B pill. They take benefits from elderly people. Companies take pensions away from elderly people. You sit your dogs and you spray your water holes on our elderly people in the 40s and 50s and 60s. You just don't care. You just don't give a damn. You're a beast. But you call us a hate group, though. You call the Israelites a hate group. And the only thing you've shown to God's chosen people is hate. Check that out for some reverse psychology. Let's get Hosea chapter 4, verse 6.
My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me. Seeing that thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children.
Read that again. Read it slower.
My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge.
You see what the Bible says? It says God's people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. If we only knew that all we had to do was obey God and keep his commandments, and slavery wouldn't have happened. But guess what? When we go to the people with the knowledge of the Bible, with the knowledge of God, what happens? Continue.
Because thou hast rejected knowledge.
You see that? You reject the knowledge. You reject the knowledge. I don't want that. I'm good. I don't do flies. I already know God. I don't want that. I don't need that. I got the Lord. I got my Lord Savior in my heart. I got a personal relationship with God. Okay. You got a personal relationship with God. Okay. What did he say to you? What's the last thing he said to you? Since you got a personal relationship with God, when is he returning? Since you got a personal relationship with God, because Esdras asked a question: how long, Lord, is this going? How long are your people, God's people, going to suffer under the hands of the pressure? How long? Since you got a personal relationship with God, how long are we going to suffer in this captivity? When are we going back into our homeland? Personal relationship, what's up? Answer those questions. When are we going to get back our durable riches? Because you got a personal relationship with God. Come on.
I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me. Seeing thou hast,
go ahead.
Seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children.
Again, Israelite men, your one and only job are to be teachers of the Bible. Priests of God, real priests of God. Not Caucasian men in white robes lusting after little boys, but real men of God, teachers of God. But again, since you wanted to reject God, since you wanted to do what you wanted to do, you didn't want to serve God with joyfulness or gladness of heart, the Lord said, okay, I'm going to forget your children. Just like you forgot about me, I'm going to forget about your children. And you all know, if you want to get to a person, what do? Go after their children. And again, to show you how important it is to know this Bible, to show you how important it is to get the knowledge of the Bible in you. Let's get St. John chapter 7, verse 17.
If any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself.
You see what the Bible says? If you're going to do God's will, you must know of the doctrine. What is the doctrine? The Bible. You can't do anything for God. You won't know God's will. You won't have no relationship with God if you do not know God's word. God's word must be in you. Must be in you, brothers and sisters. Keep your mind on God. So with that, I want to say thank you for tuning in to The Truth in PDX right here on blogtalkradio.com. Until next week, God bless. Shalom and good night.